Om sahana bhavatu sahana bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavati tamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om yasandasam rishabho vishvarupaha chando pyo jamrita asam bhabhuva samindro metaya asvanotu amritasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jitva me matumattama karna abhyam bhuri vishrubam brahmanakoshosi medhaya pitaha shrutam me gopaya avahanti vitanvana kurvana shiram atmanah vasagum si mamagavascha annapane cha sarvada tato me shriyamavah lomasham pashubhissah swaha amayantu brahmacharina swaha imayantu brahmacharina swaha tamayantu brahmacharina swaha tamayantu brahmacharina swaha shamayantu brahmacharina swaha yasho jane sani swaha shreyan vasyata sani swaha tantva pagapravishani swaha samapagapravisha swaha tasmin sahasra shakhe nipagahan tvayi mraje swaha yatha pravatayanti yatha masa aharjaram devam maam brahmacharinah dhātarāyantu sarvata swaha prativeshosi pramābhāhi pramāpajyaswa. Om maham vrikshasya reriva kirti prishthaṁ gireriva urdhva pavitro vājini vasvamritam asmi travinagum savarchasam sumedha amratokshitah iti trishankur vedanu vachanam. Om brahma vira apnoti param tadesha bhyukta sajyam jnanam anantam brahma yo vedanihitam guhayam parame vyoman so oshite sarvan kama ansaha brahmana vipashiteti tasmad va etasmad atmana akashasambhutah yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasah anandam brahmano vidvan nabibheti kadashaneti tasyaisha eva sharira atma asanneva sabhavati asad brahmeti veda chet asti brahmeti chet veda santamenam tato viduriti bhisha smad vata bhavate bhisho deti suryah bhisha smad adnishen yukascha mrityur dhavati panchama iti saishanandasya bhimagumsa bhavati yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasah anandam brahmano vidvan nabhipheti kutaschaneti etagum havavana tapate kimahagum sadhuna karavam kimaham papamakaravamiti saya evam vidvanete atmanagasprunute ubheye vaishaete atmanagasprunute ya evam veda ityupanishat.
Let's start, for those who have this
1, page 30. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line down. Yascha yam purushe. And so where would that be on the other one? The other one. Yascha yam purushe.
24.
Page 24. What line down in Sanskrit? In the Sanskrit. Yes. Sayascha yam purushe. Sayascha yam purushe. For you, Uma, it should be like the sixth line down from the top. Yascha yam purushe. Yascha sa va ditye. It's where we started the week before last.
Yes. It's the second from the bottom on page 23.
Yes, on 23.
Everybody at page 23, it's in the Sanskrit, right?
All right, second line from the bottom.
And for you, it would be a little different. What about for the transliteration?
The transliteration is page 24.
The transliteration is page 24, Sanskrit.
Fifth line from the bottom.
Is it second to the bottom on page 23? In Sanskrit?
Yeah, right here, very end.
Far right.
So yes, cha yam purushe?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everybody have?
Yes.
Yes.
You said week before last, but you meant last week.
No, I didn't. So week before last, I thought we had chanted this, but last week we started really working on this one. Lisa, have you found it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Does everybody have it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Repeat after me.
That's
Whoa. Last day.
Yep. No. Sayas chayam purushe. Sayas chayam purushe. Yes cha sava ditye. Yes cha sava ditye. Sa ekaha. Saya evam vita. Saya evam vita. Asma lokat pretya. Asma lokat pretya. Etamannamayamatmanamupasankramya. Etampranamayamatmanamupasankramya. Etampranamayamatmanamupasankramya. Etammanomayamatmanamupasankramya. Etammanomayamatmanamupasankramya. Etam vijnanamayamatmanamupasankramya. Etamanandamayamatmanamupasankramya. Etamanandamayamatmanamupasankramya. Iman lokan kamani kamarupyanusancharan. Iman lokan kamani kamarupyanusancharan. Etat samagayan naste. Ahamannam, ahamannado, ahamannado, ahamannadah. Ahamannado, ahamannado, ahamannadah. Ahagga shloka krit. Ahagga shloka krita. Okay. Let's go back to etat samagayan naste a few lines up. Right before the ha-u. Actually, let's go one before that. Iman lokan. Everybody there? Iman lokan. Repeat that for me. Iman lokan kaman ni. Iman lokan kamani kamarupyanusancharan. Kamarupyanusancharan. So long ah, long u. So kamarupyanusancharan. Kamarupyanusancharan Iman lokan kaman ni 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 kamarupyanusancharan Etat samagayan naste Etat samagayan naste Ahamannam Ahamannado, Hamannado, Hamannadaha Ahamannado, Hamannado, Hamannadaha I'm sorry, I did it wrong. Ahamannado, Hamannado, Hamannadaha Ahamannado, Hamannado, Hamannadaha Ahaggashlokakrita 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 Ahaggashloka Ahaggashlokakrita Ahaggashloka A hugger shloka could a hugger shloka. Now, let me see after me. Ahamasmi. Pratamaja. Rita. Rita. Ahamasmi. Pratamaja. Rita. 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 If I break the sundi, it's aham. Asmi pratamaja ritasya. This ritasya is the Samaveda, but the word is ritasya. So it's not long on. If I break the sandhi, it's just ritasya. Okay. So aham asmi pratamaja ritasya with the sandhi broken. But we're doing this is Samaveda. So in Samaveda, there's a lot of elongations, right? Because it's sung in a particular way. So aham asmi pratamaja ritasya. Go ahead.
Aham asmi pratamaja ritasya.
When you listen to Vagishananda, he will really elongate the threes, you know. So it'll be like this. Aham asmi pratamaja ritasya. Long. Okay. So we'll do that when we're chanting. So next one. Purvandevebhyo.
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 Amritasya.
Amritasya.
Nabai.
Nabai.
Purvandevebhyo. Amritasya. Nabai. Let's start again. Purvan, then nakara. If I break, let me do it to Sunday broken. First, now Sunday broken. Purvam, okay, purvam, devebhyah. So so purvam devebhyaha amritasya nabhai. One word. It's actually going to be nabhihi is the word, but nabhai. If I break the Sunday, it's nabhai. Not lishlanga, nabhai. When I'm unfolding this, I'll tell you what we use it and how we say it in classical Sanskrit. So now, if I put the Sunday back in, purvam becomes purvan because of the dental da, right? The anuswara takes the na sound, the dental na. Purvan devebhyo. Go ahead.
Purvan devebhyo.
Amritasya.
Amritasya.
Na ba'i.
Na ba'i.
Na ba'i.
Na-ba-i.
We'll elongate that a lot more when we're chanting it. So I'll say, Purvan devebhyo amritasya na ba'i.
Purvan
devebhyo
amritasya
na bhai.
Na bhai.
Purvan devebhyo amritasya na bhai.
Purvan devebhyo amritasya na bhai.
Yo ma dadati.
Yo ma dadati.
In my text here, and I may have done it that way when I copied it, there should be two words there. Yo ma. Yo ma. Two words, not together. They have it together in this text.
You broke it out.
Oh, I did break it out. It should be yo with one word, ma. So yo ma. The dot. You can leave it like that, but just know.
All these words are so broken up in odd places.
I know. I think the ones who did this don't really know Sanskrit. They just are they're typesetters who are trying to copy it exactly. And so there'll be little mistakes in there. So, yo ma dadati sa ideva ma vaha. So repeat after me. Yo ma dadati.
Yo ma dadati.
Yo ma dadati.
Yo ma dadati.
Sa ideva.
Sa ideva.
Ma vaha.
Ma vaha.
It's going to be ma vaha. Okay. So yo ma dadati. Sa ideva. Ma vaha.
Yo ma dadati.
Ma vaha.
Ma vaha.
Let me break the Sunday. Yaha ma. Yaha ma dadati. Saha it. Dental ta. It eva. Ideva because of the A, right? The ta goes to da. It eva. Ma. Avaha.
Avaha.
Ma avaha. You have to add that like an anuswara, but it's not put here, but it's ma avaha. Because if I said ma avaha, it could be ma avaha, right? And it is avaha. It's actually of a T in classical, so we'll talk about that. So now repeat after me again without the Sindhi. Yo ma dadati sa ideva ma vaha.
Yo ma dadati sa ideva ma vaha.
Okay. Aham annam.
Aham annam.
Annam. Aham annam annam.
Aham annam annam.
Aham annam annam.
Aham annam annam.
Sorry, aham annam annam, right? So, aham annam annam.
Aham annam annam.
Adanta ma.
Adanta ma.
Dmi.
Dmi.
Aham annam annam adanta ma dmi.
Aham annam annam adanta ma.
It's hard.
Is that
dmi? Dmi, D-M-E. It's a dental da. So let me write the Sunday and then we'll practice saying it. Aham, annam, annam, adantam, admi. But it's actually, if I write the Sunday properly, it's admi. But because of the Sama, it's admi. But the word is admi. Okay? It means I eat. Admi. Yeah, admi. So aham, annam, annam, adantam, admi. That ah is from the singing. So I'm just breaking the Sunday. Aham, annam, annam, adantam, admi. Admi. Okay? But let's try reading it. Sorry, with the Sunday. Aham annam annam.
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 Because that's how it's going to end up. Okay? Aham annam annam.
Aham annam annam.
Adantam admi.
Adantam admi.
Adantam admi.
Adantam admi.
Aham annam annam adantam admi. Try from mud. Madanta madni.
Madanta
madni.
Madanta madni.
Madanta madni.
Madanta madni.
Madanta madni.
Madanta madni.
Aham annam annam madanta madni. Aham annam annam madanta madni. Aham annam annam madanta madni.
Aham anna manna
Aham anna manna
Aham anna manna
Madanta madni
Aham anna manna
Madanta madni
Aham anna manna
Madanta madni
Aham anna manna Madanta madni
Aham anna manna Aham anna manna Madanta madni
Madanta
madni
Aham anna manna Madanta
madni Aham anna manna Madanta madni
Aham anna manna
Madanta madni
Madanta
madni. Aham anna manna madanta
Aham anna manna madanta
madni.
Aham anna manna
madanta madni.
Aham anna manna
madanta madni.
Madanta
madni. We'll do more of this when we get to it, okay? Aham vishwam.
Aham Vishwam
Bhuvana
Bhuvana
Mabhya Bhavan
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 Mabhya
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 Bhavam
Mabhya Bhavam
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam
Bhuvana
Bhuvana
Bhuvana Mabhya
Bhuvana Mabhya
Bhuvana Mabhya
Bhuvana Mabhya
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam
Bhuvana Mabhya
Bhavam Bhuvana
Mabhya
Bhavam Aham Vishwam
Aham Vishwam
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam
Aham Vishwam
Aham Vishwam
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam
Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam Let me break the Sunday. Aham Vishwam Bhuvanam Abhya Bhavam Bhuvanam Abhya Bhavam So I say Aham Vishwam
Aham Vishwam
Bhuvanam
Bhuvanam
Abhya Bhavam
Abhya Bhavam
Aham Vishwam Bhuvanam Abhya Bhavam
Aham Vishwam
It's a little bit of a tongue twister, so you have to keep working with it, go slow and then fast, but because of the so many buzz with that yeah, it's hard. Bhuvana mat bhya bhavam.
Bhuvana
mat bhya bhavam.
Bhuvana mat bhya bhavam.
Aham vishwam bhuvana mat bhya bhavam.
Aham vishwam
bhuvana mat bhya bhavam.
Bhuvana mat bhya bhavam.
Okay. We'll work on it when we get to it for chanting. Suvarana.
Suvarana.
Jyotihi.
Jyotihi.
Suvarna Jyotihi.
Suvarna Jyotihi.
Suvarna Jyotihi.
Suvarna Jyotihi.
Suvarna Jyotihi.
Suvarna Jyotihi.
Ya evam veda.
Ya evam veda.
Ityupanishata.
Ityupanishata.
Okay, good. How are we doing?
You know, a thought just came across my mind. What year was this written?
Look at the
retract the thought. I don't know.
It's no. Ancient, though.
It's ancient, very, very ancient. I don't think it really have a date beginningless in a sense.
Yeah.
It's not beginningless. What?
The creation is beginningless.
It wasn't written.
The Upanishads come with the creation.
Yeah.
They're writing it down, it's not, not has a beginning, they're writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
But when is the beginning of the. Of the existence of the Upanishads. They say as long as the creation is there, the Upanishads are there. So.
Mm.
Virginia?
I just had a question. Is that Ba'i? So if that ends one of the
words. Ba'i, yeah.
Ba'i. The way the script is, it's not the usual I.
This isn't right. I mean, yeah, this is Chandas. Okay. It's Samaveda. So you have, you never, in Sanskrit, you never have two vowels coming together. You don't have an ah and then an e.
Right.
It's what we call Chandas, means it's Vedic. It doesn't follow the rules of classical Sanskrit.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you see the...
Even when you read this, like when you read Chakras Bhasha on this, a lot of these things are Vedic terms, and then he'll give the classical Sanskrit next to it.
But the pronunciation is the same for the Ihidas as it was written.
Well, this would be, the pronunciation is going to go na-ba-i.
Okay.
A-i. Not a.
Not a.
No.
A-i.
Na-ba-i.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
with the Hindi, there's nothing like, there's no issue. You can have two vowels next to another.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not in classical Sanskrit,
then. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Bhai, you hear all over the A-bhai, you know.
So
it's not really, I was getting confused. Make it an I-E, but it's really the
Ba. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's look, go back to Ahamasmi. Everybody there? Ahamasmi, Prathamaja, Ritasya. Okay. Ahamasmi, I am. Prathamaja is Chandas Vedic. It's actually, if you read in Bhasha, it'd be Prathamajaha. Means I am the firstborn. Pratama means first. Pratamajaha. I am the firstborn. Okay. The firstborn of what? Ritasya. Ritasya, according to the Bhasha, Rita means that which is true. That, you know. But what do they mean by that? They mean the whole Vyavahara. In the Bhasha, he'll say for Rita, it means Satya, Satyam, but Sat, Satyam. Sat means everything that has form. Tyat means everything that doesn't have form. The form, that which has form, that which doesn't. Like for instance, the ether and the air have, they don't have form. Fire has form, right? Water has form. The earth has form. So that which has form, the form, the form and the formless of that which has form, that which doesn't have form. Which means what? Of the jagat. So I am the firstborn of the jagat, of the manifest creation. So it's a name for Hiranyagarbha. That which first manifests is Hiranyagarbha. So Ahamasmi, I am Prathamaja, the firstborn. of the whole manifestation, of the whole, of the jagat. Okay? So for Rittasya, just take, it means jagat. Of the jagat. So I'm the firstborn of the creation. And so, word for Hiranyagarbha, according to Swamiji and the Bhasha. Okay? So Rittasya is in the, it's not Ritta Asya, it's Rittasya, which means it's in the genitive, genitive singular. Okay? Pratamaja is in the nominative. Ahamasmi Pratamajaha. Chandas. In classical Sanskrit, it wouldn't be ja, it would be jaha. Okay? But in here, in the Vedic, it's Pratamaja. So Aham Asmi. Pratamaja, nominative, Rittasya, genitive singular. I am the firstborn of the creation. Then, Purvam Devebhyaha. Ahamasmi is understood. Purvam Devebhyaha. I am before, Purvam, earlier than, before, all of the devatas. Okay. So, according to Shankara and the Bhasha, this stands for Virat. So when the whole creation becomes manifest, first Hiranyagarbha, then Virat, then all of the devatas come after the after the manifestation of Ishvara, then the devatas, all of the devatas like Indra and Agni and Vayu, all of the devatas come.
I think it's in
the ablative.
Because it's saying before, oh, like from.
Before, from, yeah. So Devebhyaha is in the ablative plural. Purvam, I guess Purvam is just when Purva is like an adjectival. I'm not sure about that. It's probably just in the nominative, because the Hamasmi, I am prior to the Devas. Then Amritasya, of immortality, of the immortal, and in the Bhasha Amritatva. Amritatvasya, of immortality, that nabhahi, the word nabhi means the navel. Navel, or like the hub of a wheel, that which is the center. And so in classical Sanskrit, it's not going to be nabhahi, it's nabhihi.
Oh.
Right. But but here, in the Sama, the chanting that we're doing, we're chanting it as nabhahi, but the word is nabhi. Nabhi means like, I am the navel, I am the center point of immortality. Means here they're referring to the Brahman, Satchidatma. Okay. So the first, Ahamasmi Pratamaja Rittasya, is referring, I am the firstborn of the whole creation, Hiranyagarbha. I come even before the Devas, Virat, is being referred to there. Then, I am the navel, means the center point of immortality. And here they're in the Bhasha, Shankara and the commentary on the Shankara's Bhasha are saying he has to bring in the Satchidatma now and the Mumukshus. I am what the Mumukshus are seeking. I am the Satchidatma, which is the center of all of this, the one from whom the whole creation comes. I am the Satchidatma that the Mumukshus seek. Okay. So I am the navel of immortality.
Would it be wrong to say hub?
You can say, you could, it doesn't, it would, it has that meaning. Navel,
like the
doesn't,
ideas.
The hub of the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too.
So it's like a timeless center. Mm.
Yeah, the Satchidatma, which is the center of everything actually. Mm. There, nothing exists that doesn't have for its center, for its being, the Satchidatma. So I am the, which is the only thing that is immortal, timeless, free of death. Amrita really means, Mrita means dead, death. Amrita, free of death, because it can't die. So Amritasya, nabhi. Okay, so that's Hiranyagarbha, Virat, and then just Brahman, the Satchidananda Atma. Then, Yaha Ma Dadati. He who, this is literally what it says, Yaha, he who, Ma, from Mom, accusative singular, Mom or Ma, right? Ma is a secondary form of mom in the accusative singular.
Oh.
He who, the dati, he who gives me. And me is going to Soshi, is the unknown. He who gives me, the who am the unknown, the food, we'll see. Aham, let's see. He who, ma, me, the dati, gives. He, now the word it means as I am. It means like, what does she say? Like ittam, ittam, as I am, just as I am, it. Eva, indeed, just in my true nature, as I really am. Ma avaha. Avaha means avati in classical. He protects me. He protects me as I truly am. Mm. He who gives me, he protects me as I really am, as I truly am. What they're saying, so let me unfold that a little bit.
Yeah.
He, this is the Bhasha and Swamiji, Shankara and Swamiji. When Swamiji is teaching this, he is actually teaching the whole Shankara Bhasha. So it's not Swamiji and Shankara, it's Swamiji teaching Shankara. Now he's following directly the Bhasha. So what Shankara says here, he who gives me, who am food, I am the food. So he who gives me the food, gives me as food, me who am food, to those who ask, to those who are asking, the artibhyaha, to those who are asking for it. So he who gives food to those who ask for it, prate kali, at that time of asking. Like say somebody's asking you for food, right? But you don't give it then, you give it at some other time. That doesn't count. You have to be giving the food when the food is asked for, or at that time when the food is required. So this is Shankara's unfolding. So he who's giving the food at that appropriate time, that person protects me. That one is protecting me as I am. You know, understands me, speaks of me.
Who does the one? That one.
Yeah, the giver of the food.
The one who's giving. See, if somebody's asking, say some person asks you for food.
Yeah.
You're just one person.
Right.
He asks you for food, and you give the food because it's been asked for.
Right.
So one who does that, anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone who gives the food.
Yeah.
When that food is asked for.
Yeah.
Right, he protects me. He's honoring.
Who is protecting you, the person who's giving the food? Who is protecting the person giving
the food? The one who gives the food which is asked for, he protects me, Ishwara, who is the food.
So the giver of the food is protecting Ishwara?
Yeah. Perfect. Understands. I mean, he's speaking of me, he's understanding me as food. So that's how they're using avahi. Avahi. Actually, it's avati.
Protect me as I truly am, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the it, Eva. It, Eva. You know, how I think what they're talking in terms of protecting, they're protecting the Dharma.
Mm.
They're holding the Dharma. They're protecting Ishwara as Ishwara is. They're not committing a Dharma.
Yeah. Mm.
So they're honoring Ishwara. They're speaking of Ishwara. They're holding Ishwara as Ishwara is. So that's the, like we talked about protecting the Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
The one who protects the Dharma is the Dharmi, nobody else. The one who protects the Dharma is the Dharmi. So here, the one who is handling food in the way that is meant to be handled means that food is something meant to be given, to be shared, to be given to the ones who are asking for it when they're asking for it. That one is protecting me. Protect, and who is Ishwara really? Is the manifestation of order, it's the manifestation of Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is protecting me as I am, protecting
the
Dharma.
How does our Dharma fit into this?
Well, that's the next line.
Are they really talking about food here?
Because it's in line with this whole section where I am the food and I am the eater of food.
Oh, right.
Right? That's, so this is all in line with what's come before, where in fact everything is food. Right, there's the food that you eat, right? There's also for the sense organs what the eyes eat or what the eyes perceive, what the ears hear, that's the food. The one who hears is the eater of the food. So you say, I am the food, I am the whole creation that's perceived. And then I can just look at I am the food itself. Right? So here they're going into the food itself, the enum itself.
But it's saying, like, the one who understands who I truly am and gives in that, with that understanding, protects me.
It's not actually saying that, because you can be an ajnani and following dharma. You know, like, there's a lot of rules or a lot of understanding. Like, for instance, very important in kind of the Hindu culture is the how do you treat the atithi? The atithi is the guest who comes, the surprise guest. You know, the guest who drops in. How is that guest to be treated? You know, he has to be welcomed in. He or she has to be welcomed in. They must be fed. They must be taken care of. This is dharma, and it's a dharma not to do that. So there's certain things in the culture that are dharmic, certain things that are adharmic. These things are well known. And so here, what about food? If we're talking about Ishwara as food, now they're just going into it's almost metaphorical, but not metaphorical. It's you can extend it, right? You can extend what's being said here. So if Ishwara is talking and saying, I am the food, right? I am the food. So he who gives me the food to those who ask for it at the proper time, he is protecting me. I just take that as he's living the dharma.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. He doesn't have to have understanding. He's just following dharma.
He's following the dharma. Right. If you have understanding, then, I mean, they're working for the jnani, but this is broader than that.
Right. Okay.
I think it's interesting also that's included at the time when it's asked for. It's like, not at your convenience. It's
that's right.
Ask.
It's a prase kale at the time. We're at that time, you know, at the time that it's asked for, at the time that it's needed. Yeah. That's Shankara. Okay, so now he says, after he says, so he who gives the food to one who asks at the proper time, but literally all this says, he who gives me, yaha ma dadati, he who gives me, he avaha, saha avaha, he protects ma, me, ideva, just as I am in my own, just as I am, he protects me as I am. Then it says, aham annam, I who am the food. So now the annam goes to the I. I who am the food, aham annam. Annam, the food, now we're in the accusative singular. The first annam is in the nominative, aham annam, I who am the food. Annam, the food, adentham, the food which is not giving, adentum, present participle. I'll explain this in a minute. I who am the food, the annam which is adentum, not giving, adni, I eat. So I who am the food, I eat the annam who is not giving. I mean, I am the food, I am the whole food. You are also food.
Right.
And you aren't giving. You're food who's not giving. And so if you're not giving, I will eat you.
Right. You become my lunch.
Yeah, you become my lunch. And so what Swamiji says on this is, if you're not giving, this is in chapter 3 of the Bhagavad Gita also, where they're talking about how the Lord, you know, you have to offer to the Lord before you yourself eat or before you yourself take, or you're a thief.
Right.
He said, you know, you're stealing this. You're not giving your dues. So now he says, if I the food will eat you the food if you're a dunsum, if you're not one who's giving. It means the food won't bless you, it'll make you sick, it will eat you. Right? That's the idea. Because you're going against dharma. Scary. In fact, Shankara says, after he does this section, he says, the mamoksha reading this may get scared and think, you know, I don't want nothing to do with this. And he says, no, no, don't worry, you're Brahman. This is all in Jevahara.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he gets a nice paragraph on it. But listen, but you have to kind of, I mean, these are the Upanishads. They're very, very terse. You know, they use different types of images and relationships. So you need to be taught what they mean. So, aham annam, nominative. I am the food. Annam adantam, the food that is not giving. Adantam, present participle of da, adantam, not give, the not give. I, who am the food, adni, I eat. Right? Present tense, first person. I, who am food, eat the food that is not giving. So, I'm the food, you're the food. You're not giving, I'll eat you. Aham annam. Aham annam annam adantam adni. Okay? Then, okay for everybody?
What does it mean that I'll eat you? What does that mean?
It means that the food that you're not giving will eat you, will not bless you, make you sick. That kind of thing. It won't bless you in the way food is to bless you. It'll just eat you up. Mm-hmm. Aham Vishwam.
Aham Vishwam.
Bhuvanam Abhibhavam. Okay? Aham means I. Vishwam means entire here. The entire Bhuvanam, the entire universe. That which holds all beings. That upon which all beings are is Bhuvanam. So Vishwam Bhuvanam. Vishwam is adjectival here. Vishwam Bhuvanam. Abhyabhavam is Abhibhavami. Means I will. There's two ways to take this. Here's how Swamiji does it. You know where Ishvara is what we call the Shruti, the Shrishti, Stiti and Laya, Karta, the one who creates, who manifests the creation, who sustains the creation, and who resolves the creation. So I absorb, means take into myself, destroy, Abhibhavami, this creation. And as the one who takes the creation into myself, I project it, I sustain it, I resolve it. So I can, after he's just said, I'll eat you, aham vishwam bhuvanam abhibhavam, after all, I am the one who eats the entire creation. Right? I overwhelm abhibhavam. The abhibhavam in classical Sanskrit is abhibhavami, means I defeat, I overwhelm, I overpower, I assimilate. All of these means. So I assimilate, I overwhelm the aham abhibhavami, abhibhavam here. I overwhelm vishwam, vishwam bhuvanam, the entire creation.
Well, that applies to the dharmis and the adharmis equally,
yeah,
right?
Because I'm the Shrishti Stiti Laya Karta. I'm the one who projects, sustains, and resolves the whole creation.
Well, does he do any special eating to the people that don't give food? I mean, no.
Everybody gets eaten, Ed.
Yeah.
Except for Brahman. Oh. The whole creation gets eaten. So. But that's kind of not the point right now. So I resolve the entire creation. Okay? Then, Suvaha Na Jyotihi. Is that how we break the Suvarna?
Mm-hmm.
Suvaha Na Jyotihi. Suvaha means the sun. Na, we always think of na as just meaning no or not. Mm-hmm. It actually means like. If you look na up in the dictionary, it has many different meanings. One of them is like or equal to. So here we're using it as like. Jyotihi means mama jyotihi. Our jyotihi, our luminosity. Jyotihi means prakasha. Our self-effulgence. It means our brilliance, our luminosity, our jyoti is suvaha. Is suvaha now is like the sun. Mm. Going to Brahman now. I the akat, the prakasha that we are is subha, is brilliant like the sun.
Is are implied as opposed to mine. Is there a...
It's not there, it's in the Bhasha.
Okay.
It says Madiyaha, and then the translator translates R, but it really means like my prakasha. And the prakasha, this jyoti means luminosity, light. My light is suvahana, is like the sun, nominatives, both nominatives. Mm-hmm. Suvaha, jyotihi. You know? So my prakasha, Madiyaha, jyotihi, my prakasha, my jyoti. Is suvaha na, is na like suvaha, is like the sun. Vaman. Yaha evam veda, he who knows in this manner, yaha, he who, evam, in this manner, veda knows, he who knows in this manner. It Upanishita. What he says, or he who knows in this manner, refers back to the whole section where all of the pullas, throughout this whole section, all kinds of fruits are given, even in the previous page. He who knows in this manner, you have to add, Shankara adds, all of the fruits that have been described here in the last two pages, all of those fruits he gains. Thus the Upanishad. Yeti Upanishad.
He gains all those fruits in what terms?
All the, in the last two pages. There have been a lot of sections, and it'll say, he who practices this, he who understands this, will gain such and such. So there's all kinds of pullas that have been told about, even in this first, the last two, what we call the last two anuvakas.
Mm-hmm.
All of those pullas, all of those results, he will get. Who will get? The one who knows this. Everything that's been promised in this Upanishad, will he will get. He who knows, who will get? The one who knows in this manner.
Okay. Mm.
That's understood, and that's elaborated on in the Bhasha. Let's take a break and then chant it, because we have to do the cards.
I mean, instantly.
Okay. Let's go to Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. That's where we are. We have finished this and chanted it.
Mm-hmm.
When I lost it.
We're on page 30.
Yeah.
Four lines up from the bottom, Ahamasmi.
Okay.
Ahamasmi Pratamaja. Ahamasmi Pratamaja. Ahamasmi Pratamaja. Ahamasmi Pratamaja. Ahamasmi Pratamaja. Pratasya. Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. Pratamaja Ratasya. Pratamaja Ratasya. Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. Purvandevebhyo. 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 Amritasya Nabhai. Amritasya Nabhai. Purvandevebhyo Amritasya Nabhai. Purvandevebhyo Amritasya Nabhai. For Sanskrit people, you notice there's not a sandhi there that's devebhyo, and then it goes amrita instead of devebhyo amritasya with an avagraha. That's chandas, that's how it is. Okay, because you would expect not to pronounce the there, okay? So, Purvande Vedbhyo Amritasya Nabhai. Purvande Vedbhyo Amritasya Nabhai. Purvande Vedbhyo Amritasya Nabhai. Purvande Vedbhyo Amritasya Nabhai. Yo Ma Dadati. Yo Ma Dadati. Yo Ma Dadati. Yo Ma Dadati. Sa Ideva. Sa Ideva. Sa Ideva.
Sa Ideva.
Sa Ideva Ma Vaha. Sa Ideva Ma Vaha. Yo Ma Dadati 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 Sa Ideva Ma Vaha. Ahamanna Manna. Ahamanna Manna. Ahamanna Manna. Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Ahamanna Manna.
Madanta Madhmi. Madanta Madhmi. Madanta Madhmi. Madanta Madhmi. Ahamanna Manna. 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 Madanta Madhmi. Together. Ahamanna Manna. Madanta Madhmi. Ahamanna Manna. Madanta Madhmi. Ahamanna Manna. Madanta Madhmi. Ahamanna Manna. Madanta Madhmi. Aham Vishwam. Aham Vishwam. Aham Vishwam.
Aham Vishwam.
Bhuvanam Abhya Bhavam. Bhuvanam Abhya Bhavam. Bhuvana. Bhuvana. Bhuvana.
Bhuvana.
Mabhya Bhavam.
Mabhya Bhavam.
Mabhya Bhavam. Mabhya Bhavam. Bhuvana 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 Mabhya Bhavam. Aham Vishwam. 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 Bhuvana Mabhya Bhavam. Suvarna Jyotihi. Suvarna Jyotihi. Now that long E, ihi, just like this. Jyotihi. Okay. Jyotihi. Jyotihi. He is at the end. So it's ihi. Jyotihi. Suvarna Jyotihi. Suvarna Jyotihi. Suvarna Jyotihi. Suvarna Jyotihi. Suvarna Jyotihi. Suvarna Jyotihi. Ya evam Veda.
Ya evam Veda.
Ya evam Veda.
Ya evam veda.
Ityu parishat. Ityu parishat. Ya evam veda. Ityu parishat. Ya evam veda. Ityu parishat. Go back to the Ahamasmi Pratama Ja that we just started from. Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. Ahamasmi Pratamaja Ratasya. Purvande Vebhyo Amritasya Nabhai. Purvande Vebhyo Amritasya Nabhai. Yo Madadati Sa Ideva Mavaha. Yo ma dadati sa ideva ma vaha. Ahamanna manna madanta madmi. Ahamanna manna madanta madmi. Aham vishwam bhuvanam. Aham vishwam bhuvanam abhyapavam. Aham vishwam bhuvanam abhyapavam. Aham vishwam bhuvanam abhyapavam. Aham vishwam bhuvanam abhyapavam. Suvarna jyotihi. Suvarna jyotihi. Ya evam veda. Ya evam veda. Ityupanishata.
Ityupanishata.
Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavabhai, Tejasvinavadvitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Great. You can practice. That was beautiful. So you can practice with Vajrasamrita. Especially this last section.